In Surah Al-Kahf, we observe these two ayat in the story of Musa and Al-Khadr alayhim as-salam. The interesting thing about these ayat is this word, which is almost identical, with the exception of just one letter. Interestingly, the translation doesn't seem to show any difference whatsoever. So how is that possible? And is there a letter missing here or something? Well, the answer is quite simple, and it lies within the concept of balagha in the Quran, specifically the concept of ziyadatul mabna dalilun ala ziyadatul ma'na. And this translates to more structure, we mean the structure of the word itself, leads to intensifying its meaning. But what does that mean? Well, let's look at this example to understand what it is. The word saraha means to cry out or scream. When used with the plural pronoun, we say yasruchun, which means they cry out. But let us observe this ayah from the Quran.
وَهُمْ يَصْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا.
Here we notice that Allah did not use the verb يصرخون, but rather يصطرخون. Why? Well, the difference between them is that يصطرخون has more structure into it than يصرخون, so it conveys more condensed and intense action. What is even more interesting is that even the sound produced from the word يصطرخون is heavier than the original verb. So يصطرخون in this position is more eloquent and intense in meaning to accurately portray the suffering those in hellfire are in. Another example is also found in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam.
وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ.
Here the word of interest is غَلَّقَتْ with شَد, which was used instead of غَلَقَتْ without the shadda. And in fact, both can be translated into close the door. But they have different connotations, since غَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ with shadda has more structure into it, and so it conveys a more intense meaning. That's why the connotation of such word is to close the door really well and make sure that it is properly sealed. A subtle meaning that cannot be delivered with the regular version of the word. And there are many more examples in the Quran that make use of this concept. So, adding to the structure of the verb intensifies its meaning and adds to its connotation in a subtle yet effective way. Now, it is important to know that this rule also works the other way around. So, less structure in the word in certain words in the Quran lightens the meaning and eases it. So let's go back to the example from the beginning of the lesson. So what is the difference between تستطيع and تستطيع? Well, when Al-Khadr alayhi salam said
سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
At that point, he didn't tell Musa alayhi salam about the wisdom behind the actions he had done. So it was really hard for Musa alayhi salam to be patient without knowing the wisdom of actions that seemed to be bad or evil. That's why the word تستطيع was used with the more structure in it, because it was not easy to be able to be patient at that point. However, after Al-Khadr alayhi salam had told Musa alayhi salam of the wisdom behind the actions that seemed to be evil, but turned out to be acts of mercy from Allah, it was much easier for Musa alayhi salam to be patient, understand and accept these actions after the fact.
ذلك تأويل ما لم تستع عليه صبرا.
That's why Allah used the word تستطيع and not تستطيع, since in comparison to the previous action, it is much easier to be patient and endure now that he knows. The same concept is used one more time in Surah Al-Kahf in the story of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj.
فَمَا اسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا.
The same concept. Two actions next to each other. One is less difficult than the other. Why? Because climbing the wall, which Dhul Qarnayn had made using iron and copper, climbing that wall is easier than penetrating it. So with the more doable action, the word istaa'u with less structure was used, while in the more challenging action, penetrating iron and copper, the word istata'u was used to deliver a more intense meaning for a more difficult action. Still, they were neither able to climb nor penetrate it. So, words in the Quran cannot be simply translated into another language, because you can almost certainly be sure that some connotations and some of the meaning will be lost in translation. The words of the Quran convey such deep meaning loaded with connotation that transcends a mere translation of the word to any language. That's why the Quran is only in Arabic. But now, you too can read and understand the Quran in Arabic to truly appreciate the word of Allah by following this course. And don't forget to check the book that goes with it, which you can find in the description too. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.